No. Spit it out. Spit. Oh, that is so gross. No. Did you swallow it? Did you really? No. Ew. Oh, that is so disgusting. I cannot believe you did that. I absolutely cannot believe you did that. Oh, ew. Ew. Okay, your turn. Come on. Oh, wait. No, I just made you swallow a raw egg, so I'm not fucking picking dare. There's no way. I'm gonna go with truth. I'm picking truth. Seriously? That's your question? You do realize that I'm bound by the rules of truth or dare, right? Like, I have to answer any question truthfully, no matter what. And that's your question. If I actually like giving head as much as I let on. I thought that was obvious. What a boring question. Okay, how about this? Right? I'm gonna answer your question, bound by the unbreakable laws of truth or dare. But I'm gonna dare you to not react at all. No reaction. Right? And if you don't react, you win. And if you do react, I win. And the winner gets to decide if the other person has to do a truth or a dare next round. Cool? I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna answer your question. You can like think of it as like a story time, and all you have to do is just sit there and not react to anything I'm saying. Piece of cake. So, yes, if you win, you can make me eat a raw egg. Deal? Okay. Okay, I feel like I need to make you see my perspective in this. Because I honestly don't know where this doubt even comes from. Am I too enthusiastic when I give you head? Do you think I'm faking it? Or, like, do I moan too much when I do it? Do you remember last month when the dishwasher broke and we had to do all the dishes by hand? I can't remember why, but for some reason, I was the one drying off, and you were the one rinsing the dishes. And it makes no sense when I can't even reach the top shelves to put things away, but like, anyways. I think you were wearing joggers this particular evening. I know for sure you were wearing a button-down shirt. You had rolled up the sleeves to your elbows to not get them wet. And you had started washing all the big things, like the pan and one of the pots. They were pretty heavy with water, and your hands were all soapy, so your underarms were flexed. There's something about seeing your arms exposed like that. Wet and all full of suds. You looked really casual. There shouldn't have been anything sexual about you doing the dishes. It's just that you were slightly hunched over the sink, and it made you look even broader than you already are. And you kept side-eyeing me and giving me a cocky smile whenever you ran out of place to put things down, because I would forget what I was doing and just kind of stare at you. Because of the way you were hunched, your back muscles looked like they were straining against your shirt. And I just had to touch you, you know? So I stepped behind you and started giving you a back rub, just over your shoulder blades, like it was nothing really. I could feel just how taut your back muscles were, so I just kept kneading them. You stopped whatever you were doing over the sink when I moved higher up to your shoulders. And once I gave them a gentle squeeze, I swear you almost moaned. Your head had sort of like rolled back on your neck a bit. The skin below your ear is just so soft, you know? So I leaned in and I kissed you there, just below your ear. I could smell the cologne you had put on that morning. It had worn off during the day, but the deepest and muskiest notes still lingered behind your ear and on your neck. And I kissed your neck again, a bit lower that time, while I moved my hands to your sides. I love it on the occasions where I get to hold you like that, and where my hands can really hold on to your waist and your hips, almost anchor myself to your back while I get to touch my lips to your jaw. Did you know I can feel that thing on my lips when you do it? Like that almost growl thing that you do when I start kissing around your jawline? I think that's when you turned around and kissed me. I know I said I love it when I get to hold you, but I melt when you just put a hand at the root of my hair and the other just press me into you. Almost like you remind me of who it really is who's in charge. You deepened the kiss when my hand started running over your hips. You know me, I can't help but tease you a little bit. Especially because you placed a strong, firm hand around my throat when I started running my fingers just inside of your waistband. You didn't do it to actually choke me. It was almost a warning for me to quit it. A nonverbal way of telling me I was running your last nerve. I don't think I've ever been more wet without you having really touched me before. I sat down on my knees and kissed around your waistband. You already have hard, so I brought my hand up and ran it over your cock. I pulled your joggers down with your pants and they sort of bunched at your knees. And I squeezed at your thighs. I love your thighs. I love that I can hold onto them and dig my fingers into them. I love how strong they are, how strong they feel when you push deep up into me. I kiss them, little pecks and wet, messy ones all along the inside of both your thighs. Always making sure to give special attention to that point where your thighs meet your hips, licking a broad stripe from there to just below your belly button. And I took your cock in one of my hands while the other scratched along the inside of your thigh with my fingernails. And you felt warm and heavy in my hand. I tilted it up and with a broad flat tongue I licked from your balls to the tip of your cock. Just once to get it wet. And you twitched in my hand. I moved my fingers around your shaft and I started to slowly stroke you. Just up and down, up and down, tightening my grip at the head, giving it a squeeze. I repeated the motion of lifting your cock up towards your stomach and licked my way with a wet, flat tongue from your balls to the head of your cock. But that time when I reached the tip, I took you in my mouth. I went as far as I could go, just passed midway down your shaft and licked back up, my hand following my mouth. And I took you in my mouth again. Your cock felt warm against my tongue, and my throat tightened every time I took you a bit deeper, almost as if I subconsciously was swallowing you down as far as possible. It's sinful looking up at you from my place on my knees in front of you, with your cock in my mouth, your head tilted back on your neck and your eyes closed, and your lips slightly parted. But with a pull on my hair from the hand you had buried in it, I started going faster. My mouth was followed by my hand up and down your shaft. My cheeks hollowed whenever I reached the head, sucking harder and harder the more you pulled at my roots. My eyes watered slightly every time my nose touched the patch of hair at your pubic bone. I was gagging when you held my head in place, your cock deep in my throat. When I pulled back, there was a thick string of spit connecting the tip of your cock to my bottom lip. Hearing you mutter out that I was a good girl, I just had to touch myself. I was soaked right through my underwear. Something about the praise combined with you heavy on my tongue was enough to drive me mad. I wanted you to come in my mouth. It's the ultimate claim. It's the best reward. That my mouth is yours. I love. I truly love to have your cock in my mouth. Few things make me that wet. And nothing makes me feel owned and fully submitted more than having you fuck yourself into the back of my throat. If the tenting in your pants is any indication, then I would say you have lost a little bit. I'll be nice to you. I'll let you choose. So, truth or dare?